B-Pod Studios.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Thursday.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good Thursday morning.
It's not good.
Not good.
What's not good?
Thursday is not good because
it's not Friday.
Friday.
Close enough.
Close enough.
Close only counts in horse grenades.
Okay.
On that note, let's start the show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody, and welcome. It's Thursday. Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air here for WROR. It's, winter's back.
Yeah, it's really cold, and I need to complain to somebody in charge.
Sure, go ahead. We're listening.
Yeah, yesterday I was like, what the heck? It's freezing. I went outside briefly. Right back in.
Boom, boom. It's 34 degrees here in the city right now, and, right around freezing pretty much every place.
Is this the price we pay in April when we don't get a, significant amount of snow in the winter?
This is average.
Oh.
Yeah, this is pretty much average.
All right, it'll be,
for this time of year.
20 degrees warmer by this afternoon.
Okay.
It's going to be in the 70s
on
the weekend.
That's
okay.
A rare view.
70s for the weekend.
Thanks.
Okay.
I think I'm going to make my next tuition payment by selling gloves outside of Fenway.
Yeah,
that's a brilliant idea, Hank.
Good idea. Jeez.
Okay. What time is that? Is that a night game tonight?
7:05.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's going to be very uncomfortable. Okay. So, stuff we got coming up for the program today. Hey, how'd you quit your job? Mm-hmm. You were stunned by the way Magic Johnson quit his job with the Lakers.
Yeah.
And so, did you ever, have one of those things where you walked into the boss and said, hey, shove it and I'm out of here, or anything like that? We'd love to have you share with us.
They usually told me that before I got to that point.
I ghosted a job once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Really? I was thinking about that. I ghosted a job. I can talk about that, but never like a big, huge thing.
Like hire a marching band.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da. There's always today.
We share that with you this morning. Dirty Laundry's coming up this morning at 7:45. What are we covering in Dirty Laundry?
You won't believe what Kim Kardashian is going to be, and you won't believe a bunch of other weird facts about celebrities. Like, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Betty White is older than sliced bread.
You're serious?
Yes,
really?
I'm serious, and I'll tell you.
And better.
And
yep.
Better.
Yep.
She is better than sliced
bread. Okay.
Bread.
Hey, here's something everybody can relate to this. How long do you think it is if you have a tech problem? Problem with your computer, something like that. How long is it before you snap? They have the average.
Oh, okay.
Length of time before you snap on.
I want to ask Bob Ryan about Marcus Smart and the Celtics starting their playoffs.
This could be a serious problem.
Yeah. So we got Bob Ryan at 7:25.
Yep, 7:25 this morning, okay. Win a grand in 60 seconds is coming up just about 12 minutes right here at WRR. And we get things rolling for you. Stick around.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So yesterday was the big unveil of the first ever picture of a black hole. And, I didn't know what to expect. Do you have any idea what to expect yesterday?
It's kind of what I expected. It was like a black hole.
It was a little blurry.
Yeah, a little blurry, yeah.
Like
okay.
An orangey sort of
hue
around it.
It's 50, what is it, 56 trillion, a billion light years away. So,
million.
That's a long lens.
53 million.
So that's a long way. 56.
My first thought was, wow, that looks like a honeydew donut.
Honeydew donut.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but it was really scary when the scientists started talking about it, because these guys, they live in a whole different world,
right.
Obviously.
I actually have decided that I like not understanding anything.
Ignorance is bliss.
I feel a little bit safer in the world, and I hardly feel safe in the world. But when the Harvard professors start jib-jabbing about what this all means, I'm just grabbing my toys and going home because it's a little scary.
Well, here's what they had to say.
Ultimately, when you ask yourself what an iconic image is, it's something that reveals to you something that you didn't know before. And it scares you a little bit. An image of a black hole captures visually a one-way exit from our universe. We think about monsters, they're under our bed, or they're in caves. And when you see something like this, you realize that there are really monsters out there. The fact that we've captured this, I think, is not just for our team, but for all of humanity.
Sleep tight tonight, kid.
Why did he go the monster route?
Right?
Like, why couldn't he have said maybe there's paradise out there?
Maybe it's the stairway to heaven.
A diet that works. I don't know. But he went monsters.
But these guys, so when I went to high school with this guy. His name's Don York. And when we get out of high school, he comes to MIT on a scholarship. And then he ends up, and he is now the what's called the chairman emeritus of the astrophysics department at the University of Chicago.
Oh, boy. So, you know, he probably gets this stuff.
He gets this stuff. You know, it's the same place where they developed the atomic bomb.
Probably has a nice telescope.
And so I see him at least.
Sounds about right for your crew.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like once a year. Yeah. Maybe sometimes twice a year we get together and we just talk about stuff. And I just listen to him. And after a while, I'm just sitting there going, da, 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 da. How about them bears? You know, because they're in a whole different world.
It's a different world. And if I just feel like they should keep it to themselves. I don't.
Whatever you do, don't share science.
Ladies, 4057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning, 646 here, WROR. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, Dr. Wayne Gonge of New Jersey.
Yes.
He wanted to celebrate Easter, and he thought about Easter bunnies, as we all do. But he didn't think the sort of cute, fluffy kinds. He thought sort of Playboy-esque.
Oh,
so what did he do? He decided to take about 5 mannequins and dress them up in little, like, bunny outfits. Like, you know, like a little, like, I don't know, it's like baby
lingerie.
Yeah, fishnets, wigs, bunny ears.
Classy.
Classy. With Easter eggs all around them.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so that's nice. And it's in a neighborhood. It's in a nice little New Jersey neighborhood, Clifton, New Jersey. And so his expressive Easter decorations were not met with a lot of enthusiasm. Neighbors.
Yep.
In fact, it's been up for a week. I've actually read about it on Monday, and I was like, well, see how long this lasts. Well, it lasted till yesterday, and some woman with some shears came along and basically took the whole thing down and walked away with mannequins.
While there was a news crew there covering it.
Yeah.
Like, with the, you know, the thing in the background. Here comes this lady tearing it all apart.
And she kidnapped the mannequins?
She did, basically.
She threw them in the trash.
She threw them in the trash. She's been charged with vandalism. But he should be charged with poor taste. So I think they're even, right? I mean, I don't know.
How can you charge someone with poor taste in New Jersey?
That's right. everybody would be in prison.
Day. That's so mean. Okay. But you know,
he should have to eat peeps every day for a week.
So, I'm looking at them, and it's I certainly wouldn't want it across the street from me. It's not awful, though.
It's not obscene.
It's just weird. It's in poor taste.
Yeah.
So it's weird. And the guy's a dentist. Like, he's got a business there. So, I mean, he's really offended a lot of people. So that's not a good idea.
I'm more offended by, like, a yard with, like, 30 inflatables in it for Christmas.
Yeah, these were inflatables, but different.
So to speak.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
With Lorne and Wally.
And Brian and Gage. More. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
What are those? Okay, so I don't know if you heard. The 99 restaurant has changed its slogan. The new slogan is now, till the Sox wins, the kids starve free. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, the Red Sox wrap up their short series with Toronto tonight. Nathan Eovaldi on the mound. The Bruins' attempt at winning the Stanley Cup begins tonight. They host the Toronto Maple Leafs. Bruins won the season series 3-1. Bad news for the Celtics. They're going to be without Marcus Smart for the first round series against the Pacers.
Yep.
Serious oblique injury. Game one of the playoffs against Indiana Sunday at 1 in the parquet. Bob Ryan joined us at 7:25. Kicker Steven Gostkowski coming back to the Pats for 2 years. That's a good thing. The Masters begins at Augusta today. Tee off at 8 o'clock this morning. Rory McIlroy, the favorite. And a shout-out to the Bohawks Foundation, benefiting Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy Research. They're holding a big event to celebrate their marathon runners. It's tonight at the Real House Bar in East Boston at 5:30. So a great shout-out. They do terrific work. And that's a look at sports.
Thank you much, Hank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Okay, so Mikey the Plumber is online here, and he's got his thoughts about the mannequins for Easter on the lawn in New Jersey. So what do you think, Mikey?
I love them. The only thing they were missing was shoes.
Mikey, you're so fetishy.
Come on. You're kidding me. My wife says to me, we're in bed. She says, hon, look at this. I says, oh, that's a nice little. She says, yeah, that's on somebody's lawn, though. I said, I don't care where it is. It looks nice. There's nothing wrong with it. They have wonderful thoughts all night. What's wrong with that?
That's great. You know, truly spoken like a guy from East Boston.
Yeah.
Did Helen tell you to go to New Jersey for Easter?
Yeah.
Well, I am next week, so maybe I'll go visit it. I don't know.
Have a great day.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
So we thought it was really...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fascinating the way Magic Johnson, the day before yesterday, just quit his job, resigned from the Los Angeles Lakers in the middle of a news conference. Didn't even tell his bosses that he was leaving. Just quit.
Really was a news conference.
Yep.
It was a lame excuse, too. Oh, I consider her to be like a sister. I couldn't face her.
He was afraid of her.
Yeah. Exactly.
As a sister, I'm proud of that.
Spectacular ways to quit a job.
I quit.
Yeah. I think everybody kind of dreams it in their head.
Well,
like,
if you have a terrible job.
You know, think about it. But to actually, like, go through with it.
There's some people who've done. There's a guy with the marching band. There was that flight attendant who opened up the slide.
Oh, yeah, right. Deployed the slide.
Yeah, grabbed a beer and went down that slide and was like, bye, everybody. There was the newscaster who just said, blanket, I'm quit, right on the air.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
There was a great one. A Taco Bell employee, you know, on the big sign outside the Taco Bell, I quit, Adam, blank you, in huge letters.
That's a good one.
Just simple way to do it.
You said your brother did, right?
My brother quit a job. It wasn't loud or obnoxious or anything like that. It's just he was a waiter, and I think he was down in Florida at the time, and a patron snapped his fingers.
Waiter.
To my brother. Oh, God. My brother was like 20, all right? And, you know.
Quick fuse.
So instead of like punching a wall or anything, he just took off the apron, walked out the back kitchen, and never went back again.
Nice.
And I remember him telling me that story and being like, that's amazing. I want to do that someday.
I got a shout out to Eddie Napier. I had a landscaping business when I was in college. Eddie was a close friend. And, he quit during the middle of the shift, and we were somewhere in Lexington. He quit, he left, he walked home.
Really?
Just boom.
His only regret, and we're still close friends today, he goes, I should have waited until you dropped me off at the end of the day. It was 7 miles to walk home.
Right. Lots to think about.
Yeah.
This
is the way I always think about doing it.
This is good.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio. You. 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 You're cool. And you, I'm out.
I worked with this disc jockey.
Yeah.
And he was having a little trouble, an argument, a discussion about his job.
Yeah.
And so it turned into one of those, you're fired. You can't fire me. I quit.
Right,
you're
fired.
So then he just walks out of the building, comes back a half an hour later, and over the boss's door, he nailed up his shoes and left a note that said, try filling these, baby.
Yeah. Wow.
Creative, but yeah. I bet the boss did.
I can't remember his name.
Is that how you got your job?
Successful.
He also needed new shoes.
Okay, so I think that worked out pretty well.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie and Ethos are taking a little romantic walk along the beach when a seagull flies over and we hear...
Oh, God, Ethos! That seagull just pooped right on my head.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hold on. Let me get some toilet paper.
Well, what good's that going to do? He must be half a mile away by now.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Oh, so much to get through this morning. And it is time now for your Mr. Everything report with the fabulous Mr. Everything himself. It's Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine. Doing good. I love this time of year. So much going on.
Great. So much going on. Hey, welcome back. Out to wrap up the Final Four, right?
Yeah, Minneapolis. We had a very good time. The games were good. Minneapolis is a very welcoming city. Saw a great production of Cyrano LB last Sunday.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. The Guthrie Theater, if you're ever in the vicinity, it's one of the great regional theaters. They claim they're the best, and I wouldn't argue.
There
a beautiful facility and a great... great history, amazing legacy at the Guthrie Theater in downtown Minneapolis.
See, that's why we call him Mr. Everything.
Bob amazing. Just,
I think Bob should write a book, Basketball and Broadway by Bob.
That's really good.
Exactly.
I like it.
Okay,
so now, but we digress.
Yes, could we start? Could we start with Marcus Smart? Because what do you think?
Okay, if one of the forwards, say Hayward or Morris or someone had been hurt, you'd say, "Well, okay, we've got good depth there. We next man up." You know, the Belichick idea, right? This is a big blow. He is not replaceable. There is no facsimile on that roster, or almost anywhere in the league for the things that he does—the unmakeable plays, the hustle plays, the fear of God he puts in the opponent. Where is he coming from? Where is he going to do? What might he do? What crazy thing? There's nothing like him. This is disturbing news. And just when I was starting to feel somewhat optimistic about them, the way they ended, and this is a blow. So this is something they're going to have to overcome. Make it clear, you don't replace Marcus Smart. You make do.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, how you feel? Which team's going to show up to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, that's it. That's been the question. It's been a very inconsistent year. But I was starting to feel, okay, I think maybe they're going to be able to put it together. And mostly because Gordon Hayward seems to have finally found himself.
Yep.
And he's playing great. This is the Gordon Hayward that they paid the big money to, quite frankly. And he's playing well. But, can they beat Indiana without him? Yeah, they can. But it's still a shame because I was just feeling good. And just make it clear that the stuff that Mart does is not replaceable.
Gotcha. Bob, can we talk about this Boston Red Sox with this historic flop?
Well, what's interesting about them is that if you had a checklist of all the ways you can be bad, they have touched them all.
Yep.
and including I'm reading this morning about how they're giving up an inordinate amount of stolen bases.
Yep.
I mean, so there's nothing that they haven't forgotten anything that along the checklist of being – I don't have an explanation. No one. I mean, I'm sure Alex Cora would like to know. There's no explanation for why they have been so astonishingly bad in every capacity. They leave men on base. The pitching, starting pitching has been horrible. Just on and on and on. They're not running the bases well. They're getting thrown. Oh, my God. On and on. Errors. Plays. Balls falling in between gold glove outfielders. It's like a horror show. It's got to end soon or later, but I hope it's sooner rather than later.
Really? What is your take on Chris Sale?
Yeah.
I he swears he's healthy, but the results, the thing is disturbing. He's had one swing and miss on a fastball. That's beyond. This is the guy who leads the league in strikeouts. This is not good. Something's wrong. He says, "I've never pitched like this." No, you haven't. And I'm babbling because he's babbling. He doesn't know himself. I don't know. He insists he's healthy. Well, if he's healthy, then he better figure it out why it's not working.
Okay. How about the Bruins now? Because
Now we're going to chat on our little Johnny Mercer and accentuate the positive.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, go all little Johnny Mercer reference.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
The Bruins, I'm feeling good. Obviously, you have to feel good about they ended up okay. They had they're a contender. They're not the contender. Obviously, they would have to get by soon, Tampa Bay and eventually the good teams in the West. But they're in the mix. They're feeling good about themselves, and they should. And I'm feeling good about them. And I just think that it has a stupid, silly format in the NFL, NHL, where the divisional pairings and right away in the beginning, they shouldn't be playing. Toronto and the Bruins should not be playing each other now.
Right.
They're too good. This is not fair. But that's the way it is, and I certainly like our chances against the Maple Leafs. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, now one final thought here, because today is the opening round of the Masters.
Yes.
Hello, friends. What are your thoughts on the Masters?
Well, I tell you what, there's no more unpredictable event in American sport than a golf tournament. There's 50 guys that can win. I think the guy who I would like to see win is Rory McIlroy. He's just likable, and he's knocking on the door this year, and I'd like to see him win. So I'm just going to put it that way. I'll be rooting for him. Tiger is, of course, always the story. Everyone is fascinated with Tiger, and he has a chance. I wouldn't think he's among the top contenders, but you can't rule him out. He has shown good signs this year, and it's conceivable. But I'm gonna go with Rory.
Gotcha. Okay. How about shameless plugs?
Shameless plug with the Sports Reporters podcast will be up later this morning or earlier afternoon. Bob Ryan, along with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom, and I'll be back in print on Sunday. You know that thing, you know, that you hold it in your hand.
That newspaper thing.
The page.
Go to that Boston
Globe
thing. So
I'll be back in print in the Boston Globe. Yeah. That's GLOBE.
I gotcha.
Yeah, on Sunday. So back in circulation.
Okay, next week we'll talk to you then.
Okay, take care.
You bet.
Bye-bye. The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, shocking celebrity facts. J-Lo's response to cheating rumors. But first, Kim Kardashian's new career starting with a K. She's studying to become a lawyer, okay? Just like her dad.
This is blowing me away.
This is the crazy part in California. She plans to take the bar exam in 2022. She's not going to law school because... California has a reading the law program where you study on your own and work with a practicing attorney. She's doing a 4-year apprenticeship with a firm in San Francisco, and she plans to take the bar exam during 2022.
Good for her.
She's on the cover of Vogue. Listen, she's been working on prison reform. She's using her celebrity for good. I can't really slam it. I can kind of slam the whole California, like, go intern at a like law firm and then you can be a lawyer
read
thing.
Read some books.
Yeah.
Deep. Self-taught. I mean, you know, if you have
lawyer.
The self-discipline, yeah. and the
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's like...
Without the hat.
She apparently was really interested in her dad and Robert Kardashian, obviously, who worked on the OJ case, OJ Simpson. She said, and this is in Vogue, my dad had a library, and when you pushed on this wall, there was this whole hidden closet room with all of his OJ evidence books. On weekends, I would always snoop and look through. I was really nosy about the forensics.
Okay, now that blew me away when I read that, because if you remember the OJ case... There were a lot of accusations that Kardashian was left OJ's place with a bag full of stuff.
Well.
And some thought it might have been blood-splattered clothing and things like that, and they were never found. And that kind of makes you wonder if that was in the secret compartment
maybe
in the room.
Maybe only
you know
Kim Kardashian knows. And she also talked about Kanye West's bipolar disorder. She said... It is an emotional process for sure. Right now, everything is really calm, but we can definitely feel episodes coming, and we know how to handle them. And added that medication is not really an option just because it changes who he is. So that was a pretty revealing interview in Vogue magazine. The photos are fairly revealing.
Were they selfies?
Nope. She's got her little kids, and she's cute, and she's a gorgeous girl, but whatever. Speaking of gorgeous girls, J-Lo. She was on a radio show yesterday, and she was responding to Jose Canseco's cheating allegations that A-Rod is cheating on her, and this is what she had to say.
It doesn't matter. I know what the truth is. I know who he is. He knows who I am. We're just happy. We're not going to let like other people come out and tell us what our relationship is. I know what our relationship is.
Okay,
so that sounds like she knows she's dating a cheater.
And she's okay with it.
Yeah,
of course, right at the same time, you just got to remember that Canseco's just trying to remain relevant.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, but he's, as Hank said before, he's always right when it comes to this sort of thing.
He's nailed a couple of them,
yeah,
hasn't he?
So.
And he's been right a couple of times, too.
He's still looking for Bigfoot, too.
Yes,
right?
He is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
All right, what shocking celebrity facts you never knew? Who was a lion tamer
before
he became an actor?
I have no idea.
Tom Cruise.
No, but there is something interesting about him. His right tooth is in the center of his mouth. I've always noticed that, by the way.
really?
I have. I'm always like, that's a that's me. Christopher Walken used to be a lion tamer.
Christopher Walken was
really?
A real
yes.
lion tamer?
Yep.
Oh, you get back, lion.
Yeah, exactly. Jason Statham was a professional diver before he became an actor. Yeah. But that makes sense because he's in The Meg, and yep, he does yep, a really yep. good job in that movie.
Seemed like he knew
By
what
By the
he was
way,
doing.
That movie is terrible awesome.
Terrible awesome?
It's terrible awesome. It's like one of those movies you're like, why am I watching this? Oh, my God, it's so bad, it's good. Robin Williams' daughter Zelda is named after the video game The Legend of Zelda because he was such a huge fan. And also, a little fun fact for your little, you know, office clatch there. In the early 70s, Angela Lansbury moved her family from Hollywood to Ireland because her daughter was getting mixed up with the Manson family.
Really? Get out, really?
Yes.
Wow. Good move.
And one last thing.
Very good. Yeah, good move is right.
Coming to America, part two, or a reboot, or whatever. Is coming back to screens.
Are they really going to finally do it?
With the same cast.
Yep. Arsenio Hall?
Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy and the whole bit. I wonder what it's going to be like, considering, I don't know.
So is it
going
to be
climate.
A part two, or is it going to be a re- it's like going to be
well,
a follow-up?
Well, it says
then, right?
two. Coming okay, to America
okay.
two.
Okay, so and that's so, good.
I'm your father, Luke. Is he going to be in it too?
Who, James Earl Jones? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, he is alive.
He's in the new Lion King.
Okay. If he's not, if he's not alive, it would be a bad move to put him in the
wow,
movie. He's still alive.
Congratulations, James Earl Jones. You did it.
Well, there you go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, it's game time here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show because when a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air, and we have our player this morning. He's a government worker from West Roxbury, Massachusetts, named Jerry Boyd. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good.
Excited
okay.
to play.
CIA?
Oh. If I told you, I'd have to do something to you, and I wouldn't be able to play.
I
okay.
Understand. Okay. So, well.
It's quite a proposition. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, we assume you work for, when you say a government worker, you're referring to our government.
The federal government, yes.
Yeah, the federal government. Thanks. Okay, good.
So, I want to know what he was thinking, really.
This is going to be a very interesting 60 seconds coming up for you because LBF is going to ask you 10 questions, most of which are guaranteed not to be really, really too personal. And your job is to come up with the correct answer in all 10 of these. You can say pass at any time. You can skip one if you're not sure, but don't waste too much time because you get all the right answers in a minute. Can you do it?
I'm excited to play, yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
What is 12 plus 6?
18.
Finish this stanza. Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
How did your garden grow?
Spell trivia.
T-R-I-V-A.
Chris Sale plays what position on the Red Sox?
Pitcher.
Tom Hanks' second wife?
Katie Holmes.
Who painted Starry Night?
Van Gogh.
The biggest award in professional hockey?
Stanley Cup.
In which city is the new shopping center Hudson Yards located?
Pass.
Who is the Massachusetts State Auditor?
Pass.
What children's book character was introduced by Hans and Margaret Ray in 1941?
Not sure. Pass.
In which city is the new shopping center Hudson Yards located?
Hudson, New York.
Who is the Massachusetts State Auditor?
Time. We didn't do too bad a job there, but we had a couple of them wrong, and we passed on a couple, so let's review everything.
Okay, okay. Trivia. You missed an I. T-R-I-V-I-A.
Yep. Right, yeah. I knew that.
Tom Hanks' second wife. I think you thought Tom Cruise. But Tom Hanks' second
right,
wife.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, yep.
Rita Wilson. See, I'm
right.
tricky like that. The new shopping center, Hudson Yards, is located in New York City, so you got the state right. The Massachusetts State Auditor is Suzanne Bump.
There you go.
And the children's book character introduced by Hans and Margaret Ray in 1941 is Curious George.
However.
But now you know.
We
and
do
you
have
can
a
show
fine
off to all
consolation
your federal
prize.
Friends.
Okay, you're going to go to a very happy place. It's called The Happy Place. Yeah. It's an interactive, immersive art exhibit dubbed the most Instagrammable pop-up in America. It's right over on Boylston, 500 Boylston. It's around. It's in town for like 2 months or something.
He probably already knows. He works for the government.
That's right. I should know. You knew all that. Anyway.
All that stuff.
But have a good
in
time
town.
While you're there. Thank you.
Go there, and then we'll go to Italy for a little.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah, are you inviting me? Is that what's happening?
You've got a plan. You'd have to do something to you. Okay.
Oh, my.
What time should she be there?
Hey,
this is
turning
very
By
bad.
The way, anybody, visit happyplace.me for more information and to purchase tickets.
Happy
it's a great place.
Place indeed.
Have a great time while you're there, okay, Jerry?
Thanks a lot. I had a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye. Hey, you want to play the game? You gotta enter. Log on to WRR.com, fill out the application, and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds and winning $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so let me ask you, is it okay to watch this alone?
Well, if you're not a kid, but like, all right, so you sit down with your kids to watch Netflix's Our Planet, a G-rated series on basically the environment and its effect on animals.
Yeah.
Rated G, everybody.
It's got David Attenborough. You know, it's like all these great planet shows.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, cut to episode 2. People are a little surprised. There's a horrific walrus scene. And what's happening is that because of climate change, walruses in Russia have run out of ice to hang out on. So, they've moved toward land. But they've been climbed. So, that's overpopulated. So, they've climbed up on these cliffs.
And here's a big surprise. Walruses are not good at climbing.
Yeah, they're not good at climbing, and they're not good at balance. And so this is what you see. Well, here.
I don't understand. Why are they going up there? Like, literally to the top of the rockiest part of the cliff.
Once at the top of the 80-meter cliffs, they rest until it's time to return to the sea in search of food.
So they got to climb back down?
Well.
So that's the last little section, isn't it? The really steep bit, and they all just... It's really steep, that bit.
And that is when they start showing plummeting walruses.
Oh! They fall off the cliff?
They fall off the cliff to their
really?
Deaths.
Really?
You would think they'd bounce.
So, they do.
No. One would
they?
Yes.
They don't survive the bounce,
they
though.
Don't.
Bumbles bounce.
Yeah.
Now... I was watching, my wife and I were talking about this yesterday because we're watching Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix right now, which in itself is disgusting.
Also but, violent, yes.
You know, the ad for Our Planet pops up and we're like, oh, it's rated G. We got to watch that with
the kids. Yeah. Don't.
Like, it was to the point yesterday where Netflix actually tweeted the parts to skip through.
Yeah.
No kidding.
They're like, okay, here are some moments that you might want to skip. And it's like, got the times and everything.
And stuff like that. The producer said the walrus scenes were the hardest things I've ever had to witness or film in my career. I was expecting that the walruses would tumble down, but they'd be okay, but I wasn't prepared for the scale of death.
Yeah, I mean, there were like 200 walruses at the bottom.
They
Is it because the Brits did it? Did they have a different idea of what's G and what's not G?
No. Netflix is in charge of that stuff. But like, I think that what they wanted to show is the effect of climate change isn't pretty.
Yeah,
and it's not.
Yeah.
They didn't want to. Even though it has a G rating, they didn't want a G.
I mean, we've watched the you know the other ones like the planet.
The penguins and stuff.
Okay, you know, you see a lion pack of lions take down a gazelle. It's a little graphic, but you know it's nature and it's. But this was just like the. It's almost. It's not. Nature on nature, almost. You know?
It's like climate change on poor walruses, unsuspecting walruses. And I don't know, walruses are like, you know, kids like them and they're like round and fat and they just die. So anyway, you've been warned, everybody.
Okay.
Skip over those parts. Watch it. It's an important thing to watch. I'm not going to watch those parts, though, and I am a grown woman. No, thank you. I don't want to see walruses die.
No.
That, maybe you do because you're a monster.
Well, that's true. That's true.
He's only watching the parts they say to skip.
Ladies and more, 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Now. Okay, this is a pretty good deal. I've learned about this yesterday. The Masters, of course, starts today. The Masters Golf Tournament. And during the final round on Sunday... they are giving away beer. Not just a couple of beers, but giving away a year's supply of beer absolutely free.
What kind of beer?
Okay, it's, well, that's the problem.
Yeah. Oh, why? That is the problem. Okay.
It's Natural Light.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Natural Light?
What am I, in college again?
So I've tasted that before, and I think that for me, you know, a year's supply of Natural Light would be like one can.
I drank that when we were in college, but it was the Natural Light Ice. You get that extra kick.
Yeah, that's right.
For like a buck.
I was a Keystone light girl.
You know, Keystone. Oh, well, horrible. You were going big time.
Right? Yeah.
You could always throw a rave. I know. $10 ahead, you invite everybody over.
Okay, so now here's the way. Here's the way. Lousy beer.
Here's the way you win the beer. Okay.
I feel like the Masters should be classier than that.
Well, really, yeah, but though? See, they're doing this online. They don't have anything to do with the Masters. They have nothing to do with the Masters. They're just doing this online. So what you do is you go ahead and tweet to them. Every time Sunday during the final round, somebody gets a birdie, somebody gets awarded a year's supply of beer. Now, so I'm thinking, okay, well, really, how many birdies can they have in a round of golf? See, but I forget that these guys are the best golfers in the world, like not comparing to my kind of golf. So I went back and I checked last year in the final round of the Masters. There were 236 birdies in that one round.
Oh, wow. So 236 disappointed people.
Probably, yeah. 236 very disappointed people. You've just won a year's supply of Natural Light.
How much can a year's supply of Natural Light cost?
$5, $6
I mean, if it was Trillium, that'd be one thing.
Yeah,
that's like $1,000 a case practically. It just feels like it.
Yeah, I mean, Natty Light, what are you dropping, like $8 a case?
Yeah, and there's a
year's supply. 52 weeks? I mean, come on.
Your year's supply is two cases. That's all you get for the year.
Oh,
thank you very much and good night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
You know, underwear in a pile in the closet. All those kind of things, you know?
Okay, wow. Well, that's something.
To clean up after yourself, would you please?
That's what you were being reminded of.
Yes.
All right, in a completely different direction, let's talk about croissants.
Croissants. This is Hank's favorite.
Yeah, well, Hank.
K-W.
Yeah. Croissant. It's croissant. We make fun of Hank because he says croissant, and it's fun.
Cause it's the French-Canadian in
it. Yes, exactly.
Says it properly.
But you're going to be super excited about this because there's this bakery in Bronxville, New York that has created a delicious combo that I can't believe people haven't just done before. It's called a cruffin. Now, unlike Cranch, this is a combo I can get behind.
I would call it a cuffin.
It's a cruffin.
So it's a muffin and a croissant?
It's a muffin and a croissant, and it's really a beautiful thing. I mean, it's like the shape of a muffin, but it's got the fluff factor. And
the flaky goodness?
The flaky goodness.
It almost looks like a popover.
Kind of looks like a popover. And some of them...
Both very buttery.
Yeah.
Yep, butter sensation. And apparently, the woman who runs the bakery has spent weeks and weeks perfecting this recipe.
I wonder if they have mail order. I wonder if I can order it online.
I wonder if you can. I mean, maybe.
My birthday is May 7th, by the way.
Okay, good to know.
Yep.
Let's see. I guess you can if you can if you order. Well, no, that's 100. You don't want to order that.
Hey, whatever it takes.
100.
It's called Chantilly in Bronxville.
Chantilly in Bronxville.
It's Chantilly Bronxville. Bronxville.com.
Maybe I'll go to Chantilly Bronxville for my birthday.
That's a good idea. You can get cruffins, croissants. Quazy. Be quazy about the whole thing.
Be quazy.
All right. I don't know. I'm excited about it. I actually want to go. I'm going to New York in May. And if I can make it to Bronxville, is that a long subway ride? I don't really want to go.
Are you going to go to any shows while you're down there?
No, but you know where I am going to go?
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to the Polo Bar where J-Lo and A-Rod hang out because my brother got me reservations.
No.
I'm going to create a scene.
Excellent. When you going?
In May.
We should all do a road trip.
Oh, no.
We should all go down.
I'll go.
Come on. We're all going to go.
I'll go to Bronxville. You go to the show.
Okay. We're going to New York in May.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. With Lorne, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day. And night. 105.7 WROR. BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.